The Boy in the High Castle, A Young Sorcerer's Story, by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in a world where magic flowed through the very air, there lived a young boy named Scott. At the tender age of 14, he had been apprenticed to a wise and powerful sorcerer. Scott's days were filled with the wonders of the arcane arts, and his studies progressed with astonishing speed. However, as time passed, it became clear that Scott's potential for magic was exceptional. His powers grew at an alarming rate, and the sorcerer began to worry. On the eve of Scott's 18th birthday, the old sorcerer led him deep into the enchanted forest that surrounded their dwelling. There, hidden among the ancient trees, they stumbled upon a small stone cottage, peculiar in its design. It had no door, only a single window. With a solemn tone, the sorcerer instructed Scott to climb through the window. Fear and curiosity swirled within him, but he obeyed. As Scott entered the cottage, the sorcerer raised his hands, and a powerful incantation filled the air. The small stone cottage began to tremble, and to Scott's astonishment, it grew and transformed into a magnificent high castle, with him now perched 70 feet above the forest floor. Looking down at the sorcerer in confusion, Scott cried out, "Why have you done this?" The sorcerer gazed up at him, his eyes filled with a mixture of pride and concern. "Because, young Scott, your magical abilities are growing beyond my control. You must learn to master them on your own." For weeks, and then months, Scott was confined to the small room in the high castle. His only visitor was a mysterious black raven that brought him a small bag of food and water each day, just enough to keep him alive and well. One fateful morning, as Scott gazed out of the castle window, he saw a sight that filled his heart with hope. A princess, riding atop a magnificent white horse, had arrived at the base of the castle. Overjoyed, Scott called down, "Are you here to save me?" The princess, her voice as sweet as a songbird, replied, "If you need to be saved, then I am here to save you." With grace and determination, the princess reached into a bag slung over her shoulder and produced a handful of magical seeds. She dismounted her horse and planted the seeds in the rich earth at the castle's base. Then, she took a jug of water from her saddlebag and poured it over the seeds. Magic filled the air, and within moments, the seeds sprouted into vibrant, climbing vines that wound their way up the castle walls, reaching Scott's window. Overwhelmed by the princess's incredible magic, Scott climbed out of the window and descended the vines to the forest floor, where he met the woman who had saved him. "I am Scott," he said, his heart full of gratitude. "I am Christine," she replied with a warm smile. "I have ridden very far to find you." They embraced, and with Christine's white horse as their faithful companion, they rode off together to her kingdom. There, amidst the grandeur of her castle, Scott and Christine were married in a celebration that echoed with joy and enchantment. Their love grew stronger with each passing day, and they lived happily ever after, surrounded by the magic of their own making and the endless wonders of their world.